Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Hello everybody and welcome along to some bonus coverage for you here from the final three rounds of the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia presented by Axim Trade. I'm John Hindhoff. Welcome you along to Shanghai International Circuit, where we could not be more finely poised as we're now looking for our qualifying session to set the grids for this weekend. We had a supremely exciting Juzhou triple header last weekend, which has left me with hardly any speaking voice because I got so excited. But we'll get you through this weekend. It's a little bit overcast, but decent afternoon. And we're just clearing the previous session and waiting for the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021 cars to come out. Toyota, number 86, sitting in second position in the overall championship, is just 6 points behind the overall leader, Daniel Liu Wenlong. And that black, red, grey car in a bit of form with just 81 points remaining this season. Daniel Liu Wenlong then leading by that slim 6 point margin. It was nip and tuck last time out, but what has happened is Yu Kuai in the bright orange number 99 Star Chase car run by Absolute on home ground here. They have their lovely factory and workshop just behind the pit lane. Well, he's closed in on the leaders now. He's only 10 points behind second place and therefore only 16 points behind the leader. So yes, that's right, the top three cars now only separated, top three drivers now only separated by 16 points in the overall championship. Now bear in mind that there is a point for pole position, there is a point for fastest lap. So these sessions, and indeed the performance in the races, very important. Track position here, not perhaps quite as crucial as at other circuits. 5.4 kilometres, 3.3 miles, 16 corners, and of course the 1.2 kilometre back straight that gives you an opportunity of overtaking in the braking area to turn 14. In the other championships, we do have three drivers' championship and a dealer championship here in the Pro-Am category. Bajin Long with the number six. That's the silver and, white, red, blue and grey car from Team Shanghai Yonder. He leads by 35 points from Zhou Biwang. And then another 20 points behind, 21 points behind the number 66, Min Hong. And in the AM category, it's been a battle all season between the brothers Eric and Henry Kwong. At the moment, they are 26 points apart in the favour of Eric and the 23 Kiddy World car. It's the multi-coloured car. And we're just waiting for the red lights to go out. The final championship, by the way, is the dealer trophy, the Porsche dealer trophy, where Team Jebsen have the upper hand, but only by 4 points over Porsche Holding, and a further 13 points behind Team Star Chase. So just 17 points between those three dealer groups as well. So all to play for in all of the championships. Green light is on at the end of the pit lane, and Toyue is the driver who gets out onto the track first of all. Now, you should be familiar with the Shanghai International Circuit, home of the Grand Prix for quite some time. Michael Schumacher still holds the outright lap record here, going back to 2004 when he was driving for Ferrari, 1:32.2. Don't think we'll see those sort of times today. In fact, I'm sure we won't. We're lapping in around about 2:07s in the free practice session earlier on today. Now, to put that in perspective, the TCR lap record here is a 2:17, and the GT3 lap record from 3 years ago is a 2:05. So these new 992 Cup cars are not that far away from a GT3 lap time here. Great circuit, one that I actually have driven, although not raced upon, back in the WEC days. I was fortunate enough to do some safety car tests in the early part of the week in an Audi R8, funny enough, and so I've clocked up a few laps around here. Lovely variety of corners here, nice wide track. Daniel Liu went long in the Jebsen car, just trying to find himself a little bit of space as he comes through the long turn 13 onto the back straight. A little bit of banking there as well, so that you can really ride up onto the top of the berm, as motocross riders would say. Leo Ye coming down to the heavy braking at turn 14. Has just nipped ahead of Toyue to get himself track position for the twistier bit at the end of the track. I'm just wondering how important the tour down the back straight might be here. These new for 2021 992 Cup cars with far more developed aerodynamics than their predecessors. Notice the swan neck mounting for the rear wing, which has a great effect in cleaning the air up onto that rear aerofoil. Also a much bigger diffuser underneath the rear bumper, more adjustment on that rear wing as well, and that's been balanced with different aerodynamics at the front of the car. So haven't had it a representative time yet, but we'll get one next time around. What a season it's been for Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade here in 2021. And of course, even though the competitive part of the championship finishes here on Sunday, two races Saturday, one on Sunday, we do have the Invitational at the Macau Grand Prix, which has been added to the championship, marking the first time that Carrera Cup has been on the streets of Macau for 8 years. So Toyue getting up to speed in the Porsche, holding second place car in the championship. 3 wins this season for Toyue. Came second here in the opening race of the year back in May. Seems a long time ago now. And won the middle race at Juzhou last weekend. So is it a bit of form? Didn't have the best result in the third race, and that rather cost him some championship points. Coming through to the final corner, track limit an issue, crosses the line, and it's Leo Ye for a moment who goes to provisional pole with a 2.10. But Max Visser for Toro Racing in the number 7 white Porsche has gone quicker. Now, he's not scoring championship points himself, but Toro are for the dealer group. It was a post-race penalty after last weekend applied to Li Chao for Porsche Beijing Central and Golden Port, the number 9 car, after incident in the final race last weekend at Juzhou. He will be being assessed a 5-place grid penalty from wherever he qualifies. So that's the number 9 car, currently sitting in 12th position on the timing and scoring. Drivers just bringing their Michelin slick tyres up to temperature and pressure this afternoon. Visa ahead of Toyue. The Toro Racing car, the white car with the two, or with the red stripe, about a third of the way up the car. Accelerating through turn 12, 13, and onto the back straight. It's interesting, Leo Ye in the 22 car, which is the silver and checker board car, he's not trying and not looking for any kind of slipstream. He's just ploughing his own furrow. He'll come through now to be the first driver to complete 2 flying laps. Let's see what his time is as he goes through. Yeah, he goes to the top, 2.063. That's getting down to it. That's only a second away from the GT3 lap record. That's the quickest time we've seen so far this weekend. Leo Ye, Lincoln for Maidong Racing, in second place in the number 12. He's about 3/4 of a second back. And Toyue for Porsche Holdings, the best of the championship contenders at the moment, in third. He's a couple of tenths ahead of Daniel Liu Wenlong for Team Jebsen. Daniel Liu Wenlong, very philosophical when we talked to him on the grid last weekend about the championship and what he needs to do. It's all about collecting the points that are on offer. Non-finish at this time of the season would be a hammer blow to his championship ambitions. I think he knows that. Thought he drove really sensibly last weekend, battled when he could, and then when it was getting a little bit dicey, took the points that were there. Went into last weekend with just a 3-point lead, came out of it with a 6-point lead. You could say that was a decent weekend's racing. I'm sure he would have liked a bigger cushion in the points table as he comes into this final 3 races. these final three races at Shanghai. But that said, he's still the championship leader. He's still the driver that everybody is chasing down. At the moment, his best time, 207.2, against the 206.3 of Leo Ye. Leo's gone through. Didn't improve last time around. 206.7 for Leo. So that second lap time, 206.379. Now, the other driver who's still in with a championship, a big championship chance, is the driver from Team Star Chase, Yu Kuai, in the bright orange number 99 car. Star Chase, one of four cars run by Absolute this weekend. Ingo Matt's team, with their very smart headquarters, offices and workshop just at the back of the paddock here at Shanghai International. I dare say they could probably have driven the cars round. Probably could have pushed them round, to be honest. It is that close. If you know Shanghai at all, you know that behind the paddock, there are some bungalows and a water feature. And literally just behind that, pretty much, is where Absolute Racing are based. They have a couple of other areas around the region that they work out of, but this is their main place. Across the line for Yu Kuai and goes up the second, 207.4. Check that, 207.0.667 behind Leo Ye. So that second flying lap by Leo Ye, an absolute cracker. Quite a long run here to the first corner. Take a look at a lap next time one of the cars comes over the line and describe it for you. It's a really interesting opening to the lap. The first four corners all leading into each other, but interestingly having a variety of lines that you can employ around there, so you do get racing. Middle sector of the track categorised by the fast sweepers. Once you come out to 6, 7 and 8, really quick, then break down to 9 through the left hander at 10, little kink at 11, and then wind the throttle on through 12, 13 onto the back straight, brake for 14, kink at 15, and then the almost 90 degree left hander at 16, the last corner on the track. So one or two drivers coming in and checking the tyre pressures here. It's quite a busy pit lane with the other Porsche championships running this weekend. We just had the sprint championship qualifying, so one or two of them, their team's still in the pit lane. Daniel Liu Wenlong, championship leader in the pit lane. Jebson going to work. Looks like they've got a new set of Michelins to go on. This is the single qualifying session for all three races. So what we're looking at here is your best three times. That is a brand new set of Michelin Pilot Sports going on to Daniel's car. So a little bit complicated to follow. So all I'll say to you at the moment is that Leo Ye has got the best time so far in this session, and therefore that will give him at the moment provisional pole position for the first of the three races this weekend. Rounds 13, 14 and 15 to come. 13 and 14 on Saturday. You can join us here, live and free. No blocks, no breaks. Thanks to Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Accent Trade, for making the TV broadcast available globally. Zhou Biwang comes to the line in the GT Silver and Blue. Zhou has had a very good season indeed. In the Pro-Am, but sits at the moment some 35 points behind Bajinlong in the number 6 Team Shanghai Yonder silver car. Zhou got himself onto the top step of the podium last time out. 3 wins this season. Really, I think looking for a good qualifying here to put some pressure on Bajinlong. We have seen one or two incidents, not many, very respectful driving and racing this year. So bonus coverage then of the season finale event for Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021, presented by Axim Trade. Hello everybody, if you are just joining us, John Heindorf here, and as ever, thanks to the hard working team Trackside and spread to the four winds, as we tend to be nowadays. It's been a cracking season, covered exceptionally well by our colleagues at CTVS. Thoroughly enjoyed the racing this year. Yeah, Toyo here back in the pits. Looks like a, now is that a brand new set of Michelins going on? I think it is. The Jebson number 20 of Daniel Liu Wenlong is out as well. Currently only has the 4th best time. Quite a lot of tyre debris offline on the back straight. There's about a 2-car width of clear racing line to drivers left. But that 1,200 metre run from turn 13 to 14 is not your friend if you're trying to get heat into your tyres for a quali run. You've put all the energy into the tyres through 9, 10, 11 and 12, and then they cool down whilst you're running straight down towards 14. Leo Ye, currently provisional pole, fastest time 2:06.3. He had a 2:06.7 in as well, which I think is the second best time so far. Yes, it is. Ling Kong with the 2:07.8 is the next best, but I reckon Leo Ye has got at least the top 2 times on his first set of Michelins. So that could be significant when we see the grid sheets later on today. In the AM category, I did mention 3 different driver championships, the overall, the Pro-Am and the AM. It's been a battle between the two brothers, Eric and Henry Kwong. Eric holds the upper hand by 26 points at the moment. He's in the Kiddie World Racing number 23, the multicoloured car. A little bit off form, actually, at Chijo. Yeah, he only won two of the races at Chijo. Sorry, no, he didn't. I was right the first time. He only won one of the races. First, second, and off the podium. And in that middle race last weekend, that was the first time he'd been off the podium all season. Second time he'd been off the podium all season. He wasn't on the podium here, was he? In the second round in May. No, he wasn't. That gives you an idea, at least, how dominant Eric has been this year. Not always easy for the AM cars, starting towards the back of the grid. And of course, they come across any of the incidents further up the field, which is exactly what happened a couple of times at Chijo last weekend. Had the safety car out after just a lap in both of the first two races last weekend. Let's hope we get a full race here. Races are 30 minutes maximum, but we normally get the laps in around here. Max Visser currently down in ninth position for Toro Racing. A little bit off the pace at the moment. It's the car Adrian Couture drove earlier on in the season. Number 12, second at the moment for Ling Kong. Was racing in the China Endurance Championship last year and got a win. Also been plying his trade in the Italian GT Championship, Asian Le Mans Series, International GT Open. Going back a bit further, he did do some Formula racing in the German Formula 3 and indeed GP3 back in 2014. Did a good job this year in that number 12 car. Sits fourth in the championship as he crosses the line. Has got some form at this track. Won the opening round of the season here all the way back in May. So it does like this track. Oh, improvement for Daniel Liu Wenlong. Just got up into second place. 2.069. Still half a second away from Leo Ye. Whatever changes Team Jebson made have made a difference. So Ling Kong now down to third place for Meidong Racing. See if he's got any more pace in those Michelin tyres. Bit of a balancing act, isn't it? You have to decide how many of your new tyre allocation you're going to use in qualifying and how much you're going to take out of them. Because quite clearly, you're going to want them for the race as well. You're going to need performance for the race. Talking to the drivers and teams through the season, it's become quite obvious to me that the tyre pressures, starting tyre pressures, is really a dark art and really affects the performance of the cars. Heard a number of drivers saying, well, I got the pressures wrong, therefore Either they were great at the beginning and bad at the end, or vice versa. A little bit of black magic at either corner, all four corners of the car. Really is a dark art, getting the best out of tyres. And in a single manufacturer series, as we have here in Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade, tiny little incremental gains are really important. So just coming down to 5 minutes to go in this bonus coverage live from Shanghai International. It's qualifying for the final race weekend of the 2021 season of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade. It's Leo Ye, I think, has called it a day, as he walks back to his absolute team for BD Group. Well, I still think he's got the best two times at least, because he's got a 2.063, which is, if you'll pardon the pun, giving his team the absolute best time. And I saw him put in a 2.07 as well, 2.067. And the next best is a 2.069 from championship leader Daniel Liu Wenlong in the blue and white car, heading out on the far side of the circuit now. Don't miss the action this weekend. Two races Saturday, one on Sunday, three Drivers' Championship and the Dealer Challenge as well to be settled. And once we've got the championship out of the way, we can start looking forward to the end of season invitational. No championship points on the line there, but a lot of prestige as Porsche Carrera Cup Asia races on the streets of Macau as part of the Macau Grand Prix. That's all still in the future. 3.5 minutes to go. 2.073 last time around for Daniel Liu Wenlong. I think that might be his second best time. We've just seen him turn, dropping down through turns two and three. It is quite a significant drop there to drivers left as they run along the straight from four to five, and you can see the wall, and at the top is effectively turn two. So it is quite a drop there. Lovely part of the circuit. Choi Yue back out. Currently fourth for the first race. 2.070. Leo Ye has nailed this. He's got half a second on the rest of the field. And then the next three are within a tenth. In fact, half a tenth. Daniel Liu Wenlong in second, Yu Kuai in third, Toi Yue in fourth. 2.069, 2.070, 2.070. 2.070. Toi Yue will get one more lap at the end of this one if he desires it. Coming through to turn 16 now, onto the kerb before turning in, running onto the AstroTurf. Now comes to the line. Nasty bump there just where the line is. That was a 2.071 for Toi Yue. Nasty bump just where the line is. Great place to watch though, looking down from the press room. Commentary boxes to drivers left there at the top of the grandstand. Looking right down into the pits. You see quite a lot of the track actually, because underneath that skyway You can see the back straight as well. Also still out there, Yu Kuai for Team Star chasing the bright orange number 99. Third at the moment, so inside of row two for race one this weekend. Yuan Bo comes to the line in the number 88. It's the Ivory Bray Capital car, it's another one of the absolute run cars. 2.080. It's pretty close to his best. He's done a 2.079, so that's consistent. Remember, drivers who start a lap, even if the checkered flag comes out, which it will do in 6 seconds, that lap does still count. Nathan Liu Wenhu, Team Porsche China, brother of Daniel Liu Wenlong, our championship leader. He's pushing hard at the moment in the silver and red number 911 with the Porsche competition livery. Non-finish for him at Chuzhou last time out. Also finished a race going backwards across the line as well at Juju. Spun it up coming out the last corner. So eventful, I think we can say. Time has elapsed. But you, as I say, will be able to finish the lap that you're on. So is this going to be an improvement then for the number 911? Team Porsche China. Here's Nathan coming to the line. 2.086 he's got. That was a 2.10.0. So no improvement there. I think there's a couple of drivers still on their final laps, but from the split times I can't see anybody troubling the top times. So unofficially, in pole for the first race tomorrow, Leo Ye from BD Group, the number 22, will be on pole. Outside of the front row, Daniel Liu Wenlong for Team Jebson in the number 20. Second row, Toi Yue, second in the championship, the number 86 Porsche Holdings car. Alongside him, in fourth position, third in the championship, Yu Kuai for Team Star Chase. Normally a good start to Yu Kuai as well. Then it'll be Ling Kong from Meidong Racing, Yuan Bo, Ivory Bray Capital, Max Visa, Toro Racing, Nathan Liu Wenhu for Team Porsche China. That's your top pro cars. Bajin Long at leading Pro-Am on pole for the Pro-Am category in ninth, with Min Hung for Toro Racing alongside him. Then Xiao Biwan for Meidong, second in that championship with Li Chao. It's going to be Eric Kwong on pole position for Am. 13th position for Eric. With Bian Ye slightly further down than I think he would want to be. Then Henry Kwong, second in the championship and second on the grid for Triple Ace Racing in the Am category. Li Xia for Silver Rocket, who was out driving a very nice 964 Porsche earlier on the day, just getting some laps in. Then Wu Jiezin for ZZRT competition. Welcome back to the championship for him. And Jeffrey C for Shanghai Pudong Racing makes up the 18. So there we are then. It will be Leo Ye for BT Group. I reckon he put the top two times in. So Paul for certainly the first race and possibly the second. We'll confirm all of that and the full grids for you when we come back. The two races on Saturday and one on Sunday. Join us then here at Shanghai International Circuit for rounds 13, 14 and 15 of the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade.